Thank you, Richard. Morning, everyone. Just got a few things to set up. Friday night, I was sitting in our lounge at home with my wife, Sue, and my daughter, Kate. And I said, I'm just going to go and check out some technical stuff for Sunday morning. And Kate said, maybe we should find another church to go to on Sunday. And just before I got up, Sue leaned across and said, should we go now? So, anything could happen. But we'll give it a go. Now, we have got the privilege this morning of making a sound with the sound machine. Impressed? Yeah. But it won't be me that's doing it. How about Asher? I'm sure I saw your eyebrow raise. Volunteer. Do come up. Asher is a musician. And there is this device that you have to twirl.
Right.
And that will make the sound.
Right.
The faster you twirl it, maybe the higher pitched it goes. Physics wasn't my great subject. But I'm just thinking now that maybe I should have chosen somebody a little more compact. So we might have to get a few health and safety protocols in place. I'll just leave that there. So what we need... Oh, I just happen to have here... It's actually the... For those older people, like my good self, this was actually the sale of the century, wrong answer buzzer. Now, that emits a loud sound. So, before health and safety, before you can twirl, we just got to warn everybody that you're going to twirl with a loud sound. Would you mind picking somebody to hit the loud sound? Oh, very good. Now, I'd advise everybody before he hits the loud sound to put your fingers in your ears. Just before you do it, you'll need to put on those. Now, because it is a very loud sound, we do need something to warn us that the loud sound is going to happen. Health and safety is everything. So... we happen to have a flashing light that possibly will go. But because it is a strobe, we only want it to flash a couple of times. Would you mind picking somebody to be the strobe flasher? Oh, good on you, Matt. So when you do it, if you're not good with strobes, just close your eyes. It'll only flash for a couple. Then Matthew, health and safety, will put a cup over the top.
Done.
Now, in order for the whole process to get underway, because we don't want it to be randomly underway, I have to say go. Okay. But before I can say go, we have to read out the health and safety protocols so we're all aware of them. Asher, could we have somebody to read out the health and safety protocols? Okay. There you go. So, I guess we can get underway. So if you'd like to read the... Oh, do we need some kind of microphone? We'll be out of here by 2 o'clock. There you go. If you could read...
Is that a typo?
That will be a typo. I could guarantee that will be a typo.
Nice rain. Your mother proud.
Right. Off you go. And remember... Yeah, okay. I've got to stand here somewhere. Yeah. Cool.
Warning. A noise is going to sound. Oh, one. Warning. A noise is going to sound. Two. It is going to be made by a dangerous twirling motion in a confined space. 3. As a warning of this dangerous twirling motion, a very short, loud warning sound will sound prior. Because this sound is so loud, a light will flash prior to the loud warning sound. It is recommended that you cover your ears for the duration of the loud warning sound. This light cannot flash until Andrew says go. Andrew cannot say no until this health and safety notice is read out.
Brilliant. There was one flaw in my plan. I haven't shown you how to make the loud sound. Make sure you've got your earmuffs on. Yeah, push that button, but make sure you have your earmuffs on. Because otherwise, life will change. Right. Here we about to do our thing. Go. Keep going. And if you're slow, give them a hand. Thank you. Right. Thank you. That was excellent. It was rather an underwhelming sound. In the old days, you had big, long ones. But that's that sound. Yeah, this isn't health and safety by any. Good thing Daryl is in Australia. It was a bit of an underwhelming sound. But that sound would fail to exist if this loud noise hadn't have happened. That was dependent on this loud sound happening. So if the loud sound didn't happen, there would be no beautiful noise. And that loud sound here was dependent on that light flashing. If that light hadn't flashed, then that loud sound would not exist. It was dependent on that. And we go back further. This flashing was dependent on me saying go. And so I wouldn't have said go had that, anyway. And I was dependent on the health and safety readout. And that kind of sums up the world, really. That I'm glad you're catching on. Everything is dependent on something for its existence. And here we could have gone off on tangents. You know, Asher was dependent on food that's growing to eat, and you know, you can see that everything in the world. Oh, have I done something, Lance? Thank you. Pushing the wrong. So everything in the world is dependent on something for its existence. And that does sum up everything in the world. That is, except for our God. When it comes to our God, the God of the Bible, he is unique. And here comes the head spin, if you like, one of those real head-scratching ones. He wasn't dependent, our God, the God of the Bible, wasn't dependent on anyone or anything to bring him into existence. He's always existed. You know, he is unique. Genesis 1, well-known verse, the first verse in the Bible, what does it say? In the beginning, God. So if we were to go back in time, back before our parents were born, our grandparents were born, our great-grandparents were born, and our great-great, go right back as far as we can go, you would reach a point where there was only God in existence. And then from that point, if you were to go further back in time, or time, that'd be tricky because time wouldn't have been created, but if you were to go way back in time, infinity before that and stop, our God of the Bible would still be there. Because he's not dependent on anything or anyone for being created and his existence. Psalm 20, verse 2, says, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. So this is why he would still be there if he went way back. And if he went way forward too, way, way forward, he would still be there from everlasting to everlasting. Revelation 1 says, I am the one who is, who always was, and is still to come. So do you get the picture? You kind of get the head spin that our God of the Bible, is unique. He wasn't dependent on anything or anyone to bring him into existence or to keep him existing. You know, that sound Asher was making, that was dependent on him keep going. As soon as he stopped, that sound ceased to exist. Well, our God of the Bible, isn't dependent on anyone or anything to keep him existing. He depends on no one and nothing. He has always existed and he always will. So he is unique. He's in a category on his own. But that's not really the point, that that he always existed and we had a point where we came into being. That's kind of not the point. There's another point that's really important to just grab hold of. It's that he exists in an infinitely better way than we do or anything else, in a much more excellent way. There's a great theologian who I enjoy reading. His name's Wayne Grudem, and he's a deep thinker, and he says something about this, and it might go over your head, it might be too deep. This is what he says: the difference between God's being and our being is more than the difference between the sun and a candle. The difference between our God's being and our being is more than the difference between the Arctic ice cap and a raindrop. The difference between God's being and our being is more than the difference between the universe and the room we're in. Are there any other deep thinkers that have got an example of that? Anyone got any suggestions of that comparison? It's not too deep, is it? Somebody? Yeah, exactly. The ocean. So do you get the picture? This was this guy trying to get across, and he really did it quite simply, isn't it? The difference between the sun, and a candle. It doesn't, you know, it's hard to get a comparison between them. God's being is so different to ours. And our limitations and our imperfections should never be projected onto God as we think about him or try and grapple with who he is. We shouldn't just project our limitations onto him. Isaiah caught a glimpse. Some of my favorite verses in the Bible are in Isaiah 6. And Isaiah caught a glimpse of Almighty God, the God of the Bible. And this was his reaction. Woe to me, I cried. I am ruined. He kind of caught a glimpse of just who God was in relation to who he was. And he thought his life was over. There's another translation of that verse says, woe to me, I cried. I am undone. He was undone. I imagine he just fell flat on his face. He saw just who the awesome God of the Bible was in relation to him. And in Exodus 34, do you remember Moses? He climbed up the mountain and God was going to just pass by in front. And Moses had to put a rock face between him and God. Otherwise, I guess he would die. And so he did that and God passed by. And then Moses came back down off the mountain to go back to where the Israelites were. And this was their reaction. So when Aaron and the people of Israel saw the radiance of Moses' face, they were afraid to come near him. And that was just seeing the face of a man whose face was, there was a rock face between him and God. And they were scared of that, of Moses' face, if you get the point. Too many faces in there. But you get the point. The difference between us and Almighty God is something huge. And he's the creator as well. 1 Corinthians 8, there is one God and Father by whom all was created. He brought everything into existence. Everything owes its existence to Almighty God. Nothing would exist if he hadn't chosen to make it exist. And everything can pass away in an instant, should he choose. But he will carry on forever. So that makes him kind of important. You know, the supreme being of the universe. And we are merely his creations. Wow, he's Almighty God. And we are his creations. And, you know, when you think that through, God doesn't need us for anything. He doesn't need us. Yet the amazing fact is that he chose to delight in us and he chose to take joy from us. Look at this amazing verse. And this is a verse that really struck me as I was preparing. This is the start of it. The Lord your God in your midst, he is a warrior who can deliver. So he's close by, and then this next part. That'll come. He takes great delight in you. Isn't that amazing? He takes great delight in us, that awesome God. And then the verse goes on. He renews you by his love. And here's another important one. He shouts for joy over you. Isn't that amazing? That's talking about us who are part of his family. That Almighty God takes delight in me. That Almighty God, he shouts for joy over me. And that's the basis for a person's significance. Now, we can gain our significance from the job we have or our kids or the family member or our sporting endeavours, our looks, whatever. You know, we can gain our significance through that. But that's nothing. The ultimate significance anyone can have is for God to take great delight in you and to shout for joy over you. So this is, in closing, this is the challenge that I have. Really, really simple. Let's take up the challenge of giving that self-existence, that eternal God, the supreme being of the universe, joy and delight through our lives. Let's maybe, as we head out the door, make that our aim for this week. That awesome creator God, self-existent God, no beginning, no end, supreme being of the universe. Let's make him make him have joy and delight through our lives. So let's pray. Father God, it's, I guess, different coming to speak with you when we have a renewed, I guess, understand a little bit more understanding of exactly who you are. And we thank you that we can come into your presence and we are totally acceptable to you because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. And Father, we pray that we can take up the challenge this coming week to give you joy and delight through our lives. So may your Holy Spirit challenge us in this area over this coming week or two. So again, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.